This call is being recorded.
As you're aware of all of the chakra centers now, become aware of the solar system above you and the galaxy beyond that and the suns of all of the solar systems in the galaxy, and then the galaxy central sun. And follow up from where you are here on the Earth, up through the solar system, through the sun. Just follow it up through the galactic central sun, out into the many, many billions of galaxies that are beyond this galaxy, all the way to the central sun of the universe. You can do it simply by thought. It does not require a lot. Just know that it is. And as you focus on that central sun of the universe now, see the energy of that sun, energy from that sun, all the way back down through all of the central suns of all of the billions of galaxies, to the central sun of this galaxy, through the sun of the solar system, down through all of the beings, higher beings, all of the ships, and down to the Earth, and see that beam of energy, either as an electric blue light or a golden white light. And see that coming down through the top of your head, the top of your head, and down through, shooting all the way down through your feet into the earth, all the way down to the core of the earth, and then back up again through your body, all the way back up through all of the suns and the central suns, and all the way back to the universal central sun, the source of all being here in this universe. Know that you are the anchor for this light, for this energy. As the galactic center, as the universal central sun, begins to breathe out. Up to this point, it has been breathing in for thousands and thousands of years. And now there's the out breath, the breath of life and energy. Everything, life itself, is an energy and a rest. And up to this point, it has been at rest. Now it is moving into energy. And this energy is coming down through all of the galaxies to the Earth as this out-breath. And this out-breath moves all the way down to the Earth. See it as a pulse of light, a pulse of energy. And as it hits the Earth, as a wave of energy, a wave of light, of love, of consciousness, sweeping across the planet. And as it sweeps across the planet, it raises the vibration of all things, all living things across the planet. See it as happening in an instant, but see it also as happening over a period of time. Vibrations increasing, this being the catalyst for the vibrational increase. Vibrations, of course, have been increasing over time now and have been coming more and more into the planet. But see this pulse of energy, this one wave of consciousness, a tsunami of love, if you will. See that moving across the planet, engulfing everything as it moves across, and everything shifting and changing as a result of this. Call this the changeover, the movement of from lower consciousness to higher consciousness. Take for a moment and visualize what it will be like after this changeover. Do it for yourself. Imagine whatever you will that would be after this event occurs. Now I would like you to focus your collective attention, your collective focus on the area known as Australia and the massive fires that are occurring in that land. And as you put your attention there, as you focus your attention there, see those fires being drenched with water. Rain. See the clouds coming overhead. And as you look at those clouds, see them turning darker and darker and bringing rain with them and drenching the land that is so thirsty for the water now. And see it coming down and extinguishing all of the fires across the land. So that with your collective focus, your collective consciousness, you can bring about much change to this area of the world, simply with your intention, with your belief, with your love. Now, once you see the fires beginning to die out, become extinguished, then see the areas of these fires, once they have become extinguished. See the land changing now, and where there was burnt areas, see life coming back. Life being born again anew in all of these areas that were burned out. Life always returns. Nature always finds a way. Plant growth and trees sprouting everywhere, and the land coming back to life. From the ashes ye shall be born again. Now bring your attention back to your physical form. Allow yourself to come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Sananda. And I come at this time in the beginning of this next year, your 2020, with wonderful news that, as you know, everything is in process. Everything is in process of changing. Many things are occurring across the planet, some that you are not yet aware of, some that are still yet in the background, but many are coming forth. Many shifts, many changes. Consciousness is rising everywhere, even though you may not see it in your fellow man. It is happening. You are all moving from the third dimensional reality that you have known as a reality, although it has always been but an illusion. But this reality is changing for you. Many of you have moved beyond the third dimension and into the fourth and even higher fourth dimension, and find yourselves there more and more often. Outside of that fifth dimensional barrier, if you will, although there is really no barrier there. It is only in your mind that it is. It is not a place that you are going to. It is a consciousness that you are rising to. The only thing that is keeping you in that third dimensional illusionary realm is you, is your mind, is your programming, is the veil that is still pulled down over your eyes. But that veil itself is an illusion. It is a creation that you have all put there, and those of the dark forces have kept there. But those of those dark forces are now losing their way, are losing their power, is being replaced by the light. And the light and love is and will win out, for it cannot be anything but. Yes, there are times in your far back memories where the light seemingly did not win, where the dark took over. But always, the light always finds a way in the end. Just here now, in this place, in your realm now, it is the same again. You have come from many systems where you have opened those systems wide. You, those of you on your mission, known as the System Busters, you have gone from system to system and done exactly what you are doing again now, busting this system wide open, but busting it open with love, with caring, with compassion, with oneness, bringing the oneness back again to this realm, not to the third dimension, but to the higher fourth and into the fifth dimension. For it is destined for man to move through this evolutionary process and to move out of this third dimensional programmed illusion and into the higher vibrations. And as they move, as you move into these higher dimensions, you will find that love, that peace, that harmony, that order, you so long for, that you have so missed, but so many of you now remember where you came from. Even if it is not at a conscious level yet, it is deep there within you. You have that longing, many of you, to return home, that longing, many of you, to move into these higher vibrations and to take as many along with you as you can. Because that, my friends, is what you came here to do. And over these many long lifetimes that you have had here, moving from one through one travail to another and to another, you have always had your sights on this these end times. You have always had your sights on coming to this point, this now point, where you are now moving into this next year of fulfillment, this next year of disclosure. Because much has been held back, much that has been held in the shadows is now coming forward into the light, and the truth shall prevail, just as it was foretold many thousands of years ago. The truth shall indeed set you free. But know that each and every one of you are the truth. You are the truth within your very being. Come to know that. Come to know who you are. Come to remember. Will then your mission here. I am Sananda, and I leave you now in this time, in this moment, that you continue to visualize as much as you can peace and love across the planet. Because you are the ones that you have been waiting for. Padme Uma, Om Mani Padme Uma, Om Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here, Shoshana standing by, and we are ready to go here. You can now unmute your phones, and we will take questions if you have any. We do not have a direct message for you. Shoshana, do you have a message? Very good. Then we are ready to move ahead with your questions if you have any. We will give you a moment to unmute your phones.
I have a question.
Yes.
Hello, this is Susan. And yesterday, I had experienced a rather jarring situation. I was meeting Christy, one of the sisters from the group here at Whole Foods. And I had my two dogs with me on leashes. We were outside the Whole Foods waiting for Carol to join us. And my dogs are young and they have a lot of energy and they're very friendly. And one of them tried to jump up on a lady and a man that were walking by, but she didn't really jump up on her. I pulled her back before she jumped up on her. And the woman and the man became very aggressive and really nasty and almost violent. Both Christy and I were we were in our center, but it was very jarring. She called me names and, I thought she was going to hit me or knock me over. And both of my doggies are very sensitive. I think that they took some of that in. And the reason why I'm asking is because later we went to the beach and both my dogs always stay right with me. They never run away. If they go travel, they'll come right back if I whistle. Little Kiona, the red one, ran away in the other direction. I felt fear from her. She was running away, like really far away. And I whistled and she didn't come back. And she ran, like almost up to the parking lot. And I thought, oh. Finally, she turned around and came back to us. And I want to know why this happened. I think she had some fear, took in some of the energy from the negative couple. I don't know. And is there any reason for me to be concerned about this going forward?
As we find it, no reason for you to be concerned about this. This was isolated incident with this one. Know that they are in the moment always. Your dogs, your cats, mm-hmm. your horses, as you spoke of earlier, they are in the moment. And they will do whatever it is needed in that moment. And in that very moment, this one thought she just simply needed to run. She needed to get away. But at a certain point, she realized, at the level that they realized, that they could not go any further. She could not go any further, and she needed to return back to comfort, back to what she knows as her home. And you are her home, obviously. So there is no need for concern here, other than know that these animals feel greatly. They feel the tension around them. They feel anger. They feel sadness. They feel love, certainly. And the more that you can provide that love for them, the more that they will continue to sustain themselves and be in a wonderful place, both for themselves and for you as well. Shoshana?
We have something to share with you, dear sister. May we share a perspective here?
Yes, sister, please.
We find that these puppies have a great deal of curiosity. They are curious beings, and you must recognize and realize that curiosity is a moment emotion. It is not in the past. It is not in the future. It is a present moment emotion that these animals express. We find that these babies are extremely curious and that the environment that you place them in is foreign to them. They do not resonate to this environment, this city, these people. And that is why the experience occurred for you, to remind you that they do not experience the city the way you do. And the couple that were fearful are not animal people. They do not understand animals. They are closed off, and they are terrified of being injured, and they expressed that. It is not personal. It is not personal to the animal or personal to you. It is an incident that will occur in a fearful environment. And even though you may think that you are in a positive area, there are many that live in the city that are fraught with fear because that is the vibration given in the city from all the others. So you must understand that this is not personal and that your animals wish not to be in that environment. And that is what occurred. Namaste.
Thank you very much.
Remember, it is always about vibration and consciousness. Vibration and consciousness.
And their vibration is very high, and it in the vibration of that area was foreign to them.
Yes.
So they prefer a quieter place, a little more relaxed, quieter place with less people and dogs.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Very good. Are there further questions?
I have a question.
Yes.
I would like to know, have some guidance of how we can help those in our families who are suffering, maybe from physical pain or from stress, from being overworked, without being judgmental towards them, but also without sinking to their level of suffering. I just wanted some guidance on how we can help them, because it seems like when I paint a positive picture, sometimes it's not what they want to hear. So I just was hoping for some guidance on that.
We can share on this.
Yes.
Yes.
May we share first, one who serves?
Yes.
May we share a perspective here?
Yes, please.
They're not you, dear sister. It is a great thing to wish to alleviate the pain of others. This is a great thing, but in wishing to alleviate suffering, alleviate pain, you change the path of that person. And they may need the path that they are on to wake up. Suffering and pain is a way to wake up. The challenge is for all of us is because we are plugged into the concept of time, and we wish for this to be over. So we wish to alleviate pain and suffering because it causes us pain and suffering. It causes us emotional turmoil to see this in others. What we would tell you to do is nothing. Simply send them light and love. And in the moment of their complaints, of their frustrations that they express to you, you must acknowledge them. You must acknowledge their pain. Not try to erase it, because in the acknowledgement of the pain, in the acknowledgement of the suffering, it will be lessened. It will be alleviated because you are acknowledging them in what they are feeling, even though the feeling may be deemed by yourself as a negative thing. They wish to be acknowledged. They wish to you to express to them that you understand them. You cannot change their story. They need to change their story. When an individual attempts to change the story of another, the other fights against that, is upset by that. So you simply need to send them light, send them love, and in the moment that you hear the complaint, acknowledge that you understand their suffering. Does this make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you so much.
Yes, namaste, dear sister.
Yes, and we add here one technique that you can use. We call it the backdoor approach. And you can backdoor them through into their higher self. You can contact their higher self and send light and love through that higher self. And whatever is needed at that point will then be dispersed from that. Okay?
And we might add, may we add something here? May we add another perspective?
Please.
We will say, based on what One Who Serves has just indicated, that you can ask your higher self to speak with their higher self. You do not have to intervene. Your higher self can speak directly to their higher self, and you can see much improvement through that. So thank you, One Who Serves, for acknowledging that piece that we did not remember. Thank you.
Yes.
Namaste.
Would there be any further questions here?
I have a question.
Yeah, I do.
Yes?
Go ahead.
One. Yes. One can speak, and then the other.
Or neither of you.
Okay, then I'll speak. I would just like to know about this silly impeachment that is going on. I know there's never been any questions come up here with having you on the call, but can you just give us some words of relief here that this is going to be over soon? In a good
well,
way.
You just used an apropos word here, silly. It is quite silly, but it is silly in the sense that as the American public looks on this, they are seeing, many of them are seeing the ridiculousness of this entire process. But also understand that this process is occurring for a reason. Part of the greater orchestration here, you might say, because it is bringing the truth forward. And that is what is important here. The ridiculousness of the situation is showing the people across the country that your media is conspiring to continue the same old here. They do not want change. Now, not so much the journalists and those that are directly reporting, because they are controlled by, in many respects, to keep their jobs. If they do not follow the line that they are given to follow, they will lose their jobs, or in some cases, even worse. Their families can be threatened and these types of things. So they are just following along as they need to. But the truth is coming forward, and this type of process that is occurring is bringing this forward, bringing more and more people to see how the parties, in this case, the two parties, are so diametrically opposed to each other, and they are just following the party line, you might say. And as they are following the party line, the people are realizing that they are not for them, they are for themselves. And this is what is occurring here. That is what we will say here. Shoshana, do you
we
have
can
other
share on this? Yes, we can share. May we share on this, dear sister?
You bet. Yes.
Yes. What we will offer is that you change your attitude. Because what is occurring here is a transformation. The process is a transformational process and must be done. This must go forward. This must be done in all of its craziness and chaotic and news media frenzy. It must be done. And that individual that you know as Trump is the Trump card. His name is not a mistake.
Wow.
He is the Trump card. He will trump all of them. And you must see this individual as the beginning of the transformation of the world, not just this country. He is wishing to raise the vibration of the entire world. That is why he calls the North Korean leader his friend. Oh my goodness. This causes great concern for the other party, because no one is their friend, you see. So you, please, all of you, when you observe what is going on, tell yourself, oh my goodness, we are transforming. Thank you, God. This is what we have. Namaste.
Thank you. And I see him as that. Absolutely. I just have a little bit of fear that I know they are trying everything, the other side, to weasel something in. They know also the power he has and the support he has and all that. So they can find something, some loophole where they can get him impeached. You know, though they have nothing, but I know they're looking everywhere.
And this is necessary. This is necessary to prove their folly, you see. This is necessary. So as you see the other side looking for the loophole, you say, oh, praise God, this is transformative. For instance, you see, dear sister.
Okay, so he's not going to be impeached. There won't be any impeachment, no?
We cannot say that. But we know the answer, but we cannot tell you. But you do know that this one known as Trump is a powerful powerful force. And we will tell you that even if he is removed from office, his family will take over.
Right.
It will continue. The transformation has begun, dear sister, and it cannot stop.
I know.
Because
hallelujah.
That is the wish of the people. Yes.
And remember,
namaste.
And remember when they said to him, to the President Trump, that a storm is coming, how did he respond? He said, I am the storm.
Yes. Yes.
He knows who he is. He knows what this is all about. He knows his place in all of this. It has been planned for a very long time. As a matter of fact, he came in to this lifetime knowing what he
That's
was going
this.
To do. And it is all being orchestrated. So have no concerns here. It is all part of the process.
And we must share another aspect. May we share one more aspect here?
Of course.
The Trump is a great observer. He stands on his perch, and he looks at what is occurring, and he gets a chuckle. He knows he cannot be defeated. This is a powerful man that knows who he is, as one who serves has indicated. You must trust and have faith in that power. Namaste.
Yes. Namaste, and I do. I know.
Are there any further questions here before we release channel?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
Is there any information or perspective either of you could share about the energies of Lemuria in particular coming forward in this year and during this transformation to work with us?
My goodness, the energies of Lemuria are within all of you. All of you that are in this group are part of the Lemurian energy. Many of the groups across the planet that meet such as this are also part of this Lemurian energy. It is returning. It is the Lemurian and the Atlantean energy, but not the dark Atlantean energy, but the light Atlantean energy that is also returning. And know that this energy is becoming stronger and stronger and stronger. If you remember, there is the one Casey that spoke about the return of Atlantis and Lemuria, said they would rise again. He was not speaking necessarily of the land itself, but of the energy that is again rising.
May we offer?
Yes, please.
May we share, dear sister?
Yes. Yes.
As one who serves has indicated, there are many that carry the Lemurian energy. They carry it with them. What we would say to you, dear sister, that if you wish to experience this, if you wish to experience the energy of the Lemurians, find the energy within you. And when you find that energy within you, the energy of the beings that are ancient and ascended will join with you and uplift you. But first, you must find it within yourself. And when you do, it will join you. Namaste.
And know that when you were in Lemuria, those of you on this call that are part of this process, when you were in Lemuria, you were in the fifth dimension. You were in fifth dimensional consciousness. And you purposely chose to drop back, you might say, to be able to become a part of this evolution and this whole process of bringing Gaia back up again. And that is what you are doing here. So you were there at that time, fifth dimension. You are returning again to fifth dimension and beyond. It is not just simply the fifth dimension. It is beyond that as well. Would there be any other questions here before we release channel now?
Is there any cause to these horrendous fires in Australia?
Is there any cause?
Well, I mean, it just doesn't make sense. It's the whole country, basically, that's burning up. It's just crazy.
Well, know that there is always two sides to every story, or more than two sides, as some people say. And there is the purging that is going on for Gaia herself, that is purging the lands, and in this respect is doing this, is ridding the land of the negative dark energies. And this purging process is a part of that. But there is also those that created the fires as well, that are a part of the cabal, you might say. And they are, there is a two process occurring here. There is one where all of this is creating oneness, love, compassion, understanding among the people there. So that in its own is wonderful. But there it is also that negative part as well, with the pain and suffering and all of this goes on. But it is a purging process, both for those that are going through the pain and suffering and for those who are feeling the love and sharing with each other. Not a purging process for them, but a growing process for them, an awakening process. We will use that term, an awakening process for them. Okay.
I was not aware that the cabal is involved in that. How did
yes.
I mean, how did they start them? How did they do it?
That is not important here at this point. Only yeah. that it is ongoing and it is in process of being extinguished.
We have a question for this one.
Mm-hmm. I have a question.
Can we ask a question of you,
please.
Your sister?
Please.
We would ask, what do you wish to see? What do you wish to experience when you see this?
I just see the suffering of the animals and the death of the animals. They said they've lost over half a billion animals. Birds are falling out of the sky dead, and they've lost 30% of the koala population. It's just so sad. Why can't the rain come? I was on a meditation the other day. It was a worldwide where, you know, you were sending your intuition to create rain and all of that. And I was on that and I was hoping for the rain to start, but I don't think it is over yet.
Yes, we must give a little advice here, please. May we offer advice?
Please do.
Do not hope for rain. See it.
Pardon?
Do not hope for rain. See it.
I did.
Imagine
I've done that now for the last few days.
You must continue to do that, but we must tell you that all things that live and breathe are eternal. They will incarnate in other planets. They will find another place. They are eternal. So we also must tell you, even though you see this as a sad event, and it may perhaps be sad, but what you must do is understand it is a transformation. Once again, the Earth, the Gaia spirit, is wishing for transformation so that all will benefit and raise in consciousness. That is the end goal. The end goal is to raise up in consciousness. And those that are praying and meditating and imagining are raising the vibration. You would not have an opportunity to raise in vibration if this other thing did not occur. It is all working as an orchestration of transformation. Please understand this.
I do.
Namaste.
Thank you. Thank you.
We need to release channel here.
I have a quick question. Sorry.
We take one more question then, and then we release channel.
I have a question to Ascended Master. Why it's even possible to allow that
fire after fire happened on Gaia. I think Gaia suffered enough already. It's enough, it's enough. So I don't understand when this will end, this suffering here. How much more suffering this Earth, Gaia needs to go through that will have that change here. You know, it's thousands and thousands of years that suffering went through here. I think it's time to you're saying that you're helping us, but can we help us more? But that wouldn't even allow to happen? This is my question. Not a question, I would say maybe statement, whatever how you would look at on that. That's all. Thank you.
You have to understand, just as has already been given, this is a transformation process. And the transformation does not come easily from your understanding. From a point of view of the larger picture, it is not so much. Because as Shoshana has given here, that those that have pain and suffering and perish from this type of incident, they move on. There is never an end to anything other than an end to the physical body. Consciousness, the life spark within you, continues on forever. You are eternal. So to look at this from a small picture, as you are doing, is not the way to do this. You must take a look at the larger picture here and see all of this that is happening. And you look at all of the lifetimes that you have had here, you and all of those others as a collective here have had here, you have gone through many travails, many, many worse than this. And you're here, you've gotten through it all. So if you look at it from the bigger picture, it is just a small part of the larger picture here. That is what we would wish for you to look at here. Okay?
Yes, we agree.
We need to now move on and release this channel. So, Shoshana, do you have anything you wish to say here?
We do not have a specific message, and we would ask that all that are concerned about all things that are occurring to become the observer of it. Namaste.
Yes. Be the observer and do not become emotionally involved. As you become emotionally involved in this, you put that out into the collective consciousness and part of into the universal mind. And that
causes more
that
pain.
Causes more pain, as Shoshana has said. Causes more pain, fear, out into the collective. And that is what you want to work on releasing here. So be neutral. Do not be concerned about this. This is part of the orchestration. Do what you can as to visualization. Visualize the rain as Sananda did in your meditation here. And that is all you can do at this point. Do not be concerned. Everything will work out as it needs to.
Okay.
That is all we have to say here.
Namaste.
And as you continue to move on into this next year, be ready. Be ready for a great transformation that is occurring in many different respects. And you are a part of that transformation right here, right now, in this moment. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti.
Thank you.